The sun has set on another summer, and the savory taste of freedom has settled on the tongues of 1,000 parents and students alike as the latest, greatest young generation has finally left the nest for the first time. Today on the show, we're taking a look at the things that matter to you the most. We're talking about friendship in the modern digital world and the phenomenon of group polarization. Hello, Laurier. This is the Cordcast. Thanks for tuning in to the very first episode of the Cordcast. My name is Carlos Wilde, and on top of being the features editor at the newspaper, I will be your host for the duration of this program. The purpose of this podcast is to talk through and better understand the different topics we discuss in the weekly paper. By promoting conversation and expanding our discussions, we can all better understand how and why a diverse range of topics can and do matter. The program you are about to hear was recorded on August 26th and will begin with introductions from our panel. I was joined by
Cheyenne MacDonald, I'm the Arts and Life editor.
And Tanzil Sarani, I'm the photo editor.
So we are here in studio at Radio Laurier. We've come together to talk about this week's latest issue of The Cord, the newspaper everybody on campus is excited about. Everybody's talking about it. Our latest issue launches on September the 1st. And that's our O-Week issue. It's got a ton of information for new students, for current students, for everybody to look over and everybody to enjoy. So the first thing that I would like to do here with our panel in the studio, I'd like to take a look at the issue and talk about something good from the issue, something that we're looking forward to. Personally, there is an article that is an in-depth look at some of the clubs around campus. It was written by our creative content,
Our creative director,
Madeline McInnes, and she is fantastic. And Curtis Rideout wrote it with her, and it's just taking a look at the different clubs across campus, the different things to get involved with. What are you excited about in this issue, Cheyenne?
In my arts and life section, the news director, Safina, wrote an article about Sophia Fortino, a fourth year psychology major, and she's coming out with a book regarding mental illness. It's a poetry book that she put together this summer, I think. It's really cool, though. I'm really excited to read it.
And Tanzil, what are you excited about in this issue?
I think I'll go with the article that you just mentioned because it is one of the most interesting ones in the paper right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the paper we've actually got a real focus on friendship in this issue. So mm-hmm. I think that's something everybody's looking forward to. I think that's something that everybody can learn from, and I think we're gonna have some fun with it. The next section of our podcast, what we're going to be doing is taking an in-depth look about something in the latest issue. Specifically in this issue, Jake Watts, one of our news editors, he's written an editorial piece about, Cheyenne, can you tell us about it?
So it's regarding group mentality in a way. With the Cord, we used to do unsigns, and that was an informal discussion where we would all try and come to a consensus at the end where we all agree with one point. And so Jake's article is looking at that and talking about the dangers behind it and how it kind of can radicalize the idea. He looks at like the psychological phenomenon behind it, the social psychological phenomenon. Well, that's a hard word. But it's basically about that and how we need to take a step back from that and focus more on our own ideas and kind of develop them ourselves instead of relying on groups to develop them for us.
Now, just to clarify for our listeners, the Unsigns page has been a mainstay in the Cord for quite some time that works as an extension of the editorials. Typically, the editorial board will gather on Sunday nights and a conversation of a contentious and relevant topic is had until some semblance of a conclusion is made. The majority of the editorial board must then sign off, indicating that they agree, before it can go to print. In our May issue, for example, we discussed if faculty should be compensated differently based on the department that they taught for. Mm-hmm. And Tanzil, did you have any thoughts on the article?
Well, I do see the idea behind the moving away from the unsigned, but I don't necessarily agree with it because I feel like discussion is very important to be able to like develop new ideas. And let's say I have an idea and I'm pretty strong about it, But unless I discuss it with a group of intellectuals, I won't really be able to know more about it or change my view. So I feel like it is very important that we do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Do you think it's a good thing that the newspaper has mostly, not completely, but mostly gotten rid of our unsigned section?
I don't think it's a good thing because it has been kind of a tradition with the newspaper. And also, it's a way to get to know people better and their opinions better because at the court here, we are a quite a diverse group of people. And we have first years, third years, fourth years, and people who already graduated. So it's a mixed bunch. And it's good to have everyone's opinions and get to know the other side of the story.
Mm-hmm. Cheyenne, do you agree with Jake's article?
Yeah, I do. Because in his article, he mentions how awkward the unsigns would be and... You guys didn't really do unsigns last year, I don't think, but, like, it got really awkward. There were just, like, a lot of long breaks where no one was saying anything because, to be honest, there isn't that much interesting things that happen every week, and that's what we'd be doing. Every Sunday, we'd be having these informal discussions, and the fact that we had to come to an agreement at the end, I think, was... It didn't... I'm trying to find the right word. That doesn't sound stupid. But, like, it didn't suck, but it wasn't... productive, I think. I think it would have been better had we been able to say the majority leans this way, the other minority leans the other way. But the fact that we had to come to a consensus, I think, is what he's talking about, where we have to, like, force all our opinions to be the same. And you said we had a diverse group of people here, and I think expecting everyone to have the exact same opinion every Sunday isn't right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know in the last couple of unsigns, personally, I disagreed with just about everything that all of you were saying. But I think that kind of discussion is important too, like Tanzeel's saying. And that was kind of the heart of what I wanted to get at with this podcast, is that we can have more focused discussions about these pieces, and we can cover different opinions, and we can have disagreements. We don't have to agree. It's not about the end, it's about how we get there, and we talk these things through, and we understand one another.
Yep, I guess this, if you could, like, go on a broader spectrum, what has been happening lately, at least not on this side, in the United States, they've been having riots and they've been blocking people from coming on campus because they don't agree.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we live in a world where people have different opinions and you have to be able to live with that. And I also completely agree with the point Shai made that we do not have to agree on it. Maybe instead of getting rid of the unsigned, we can have both sides of the aisle speaking, because obviously we all have different opinions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, so the next section of this podcast is something that I'm calling the question of the week. It's a bit of a misnomer because there are two questions this week. The first question that I wanted to ask my panel here today, this is related to the articles about friendship in the latest issue, so I just wanted to ask you, what is the best way to make friends at the university? For new people, for people who have been here forever, what would be your suggestions? Cheyenne?
Well, I think as the article in the features article touches on, join clubs. It's the easiest way to make friends. Or either that or start talking to people in your classes. I think those are your surefire ways.
And Tanzeel, any thoughts?
Well, me just being a first year and now going into second year, I think I did try the club route and it didn't really work for me because, well, most of the clubs don't really have regular meetings and just like month apart, so you don't really get to know a lot of people in my experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the best thing for someone who's coming new to this university would be talk to anyone you can first week. Because everyone's new year, everyone's trying to make friends. But, like, let's say after a month or two, people already have their groups and it gets a little bit harder. Also, talking to people in classes, that's a really good way to get to know people because, like, in that way, you can also help each other study.
Mm-hmm.
In the meanwhile, after you study or before you study, you can just hang out. You can get to know their friends. They get to know your friends. And also join something like the court because, like, you work with these people all the time and
mm-hmm.
you just get to know them.
And we're having fun, right?
Yep.
We're all friends here. Awesome. So the second question that I wanted to ask you guys, a little bit of a heavier question. What do you think your social life would look like now if you didn't have a smartphone?
I absolutely wouldn't have one. I would go back to high school where I just hang out alone all the time. A lot of my friends, like, moved away for university. Like, there's one in Kingston, one in Toronto, one in Windsor and everything. So, like, this is how we talk to each other. We we're always on like Facebook and stuff and like through the day, but yeah, no, like you make plans through like Snapchat and everything.
Well, that's the thing, right? It's just about everything that we do is through our smartphones. And I talked about this in my article. There was a study that kids are going out less, and there's some positives to that. I mean, teen pregnancies are at like a crazy, crazy low, the lowest they've been in a long time, and that's because kids aren't going out and doing anything. So is that positive, like, on a personal level? But what do you think your social life would look like if you didn't have a smartphone?
I would like to think I would have a better social life, but again, like, the thing about friends going away, but that's depends on how you classify social life. But if you're talking about something, like, in person, I think my social life would be much better because without a smartphone, there's, like, in an awkward situation, you just don't take out your smartphone. You're not just pretending to do something, and you're almost, in a way, forced to like talk to people mm-hmm. and like interact with human beings.
Yeah.
And like I feel smartphones are kind of a escape mechanism, and me being introvert myself, I do that all the time. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I just wish smartphones didn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but what about making friends? I know now everybody just gets together and they get together and play on their computers or on their phones. That's how people hang out now. We're constantly being social, just not with the people that we're with. But for actually like meeting and establishing friendships, do you think that social media makes it a nice, easier buffer?
This isn't really a yes or no question in my opinion, because yes, you get to like if you aren't really comfortable talking to someone in person for the first time, yes, you can get to know them through social media. But most of the time, what happens is you get to know them online, but when you meet them in person, it's just like very awkward because like you never actually talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone online is a different person than they are in person.
Absolutely. I think my Bitmoji will attest to that. All right, for the last section of the CordCast, the first episode of the CordCast that we're all here and all very excited about, what we want to do, just to take things to a positive level, we want to look at something good in your life, something that you've experienced, something that you've seen or heard or watched, or something that happened to you recently that that you're feeling good about. So, Tanzil, you want to tell us?
I did go to India about a month and a half ago, and that was after 2 years of having moved to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite overwhelming at the start, but then it was just good to get back with family and friends and all of that. I mean, the best part was I slept on my flight back. So it was a 35-hour journey, and I slept for like 20 hours. So that was the best flight I've ever had.
That's awesome. And Cheyenne, something good.
Mine's a bit smaller than that. I mowed the lawn last week.
Nice.
Which sounds stupid, but we have those lawnmowers that you drive, the John Deere ones, and I love it. It's my favorite thing to do when I go back to my mom's. You just like you crank the music, you mow the lawn, you do a little fun joy rides around the farm. It was a good day.
That's awesome. And for me, the other day I went to see a movie called Logan Lucky. I don't know if any of you are familiar with it, but it's like a redneck heist movie, and it was very strange. It was the director of Ocean's 11, Steven Soderbergh. Very weird movie. Had a little bit of a Napoleon Dynamite kind of feel to it, where you weren't sure if the things you were laughing at were supposed to be funny or not. But it was enjoyable. It was interesting. It was different. So I think that's going to be it from all of us here at the CordCast and at the Cord Weekly. Thank you, Cheyenne, for coming on the show. Thank you, Tanzil.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, and hopefully we will do this again in the near future. The plan is to keep this podcast going on a weekly basis or something like that. If you have any suggestions, any ideas, anything at all, feel free to contact me at features@thecord.ca. Send me an email. I'd love to hear what you think of the podcast and what you think we should be doing differently, how we can improve things, and have a great semester, Laurier. Quick thank you to everyone at Wolusip, especially all the staff and volunteers at the Cord for making this program possible. Our music was provided by Steve Dave for Life.